spin and they flash and reflect in the wet shiny street. New York's iconic skyline still burns bright, especially here in Times Square, where pretty much every single surface at eye level and above has some kind of light or video screen on it. It's a claustrophobic jumble of constantly moving white light and colours 24 hours a day. But now a group of so-called dark sky enthusiasts have got together with the politician who represents downtown Manhattan. His raft of new laws could mean the off switch for some of New York's most garish fixtures.
It's good for livability, it's good for the city's finances, and it's good for the environment.
Alan Gerson's constituents have perhaps the most brightly lit streets in America, and he says they've suffered enough. Lamps shining into bedroom windows need to point downwards, and skyscrapers should have motion detectors installed to keep lights off at night. But he insists the old magic of New York can be preserved.
These bills will preserve that skyline, because what is happening now is you have spotlights or billboard lights which detract from the skyline. We're not going to require dark buildings, but we're going to require green buildings. Cheaper, better lit, more efficiently lit, and with less waste.
They have 500 watts per pole.
And it could be a lot less.
It could be 100 watts.
Standing in her 22nd floor apartment overlooking Manhattan, Susan Harder points to some of the fixtures that she says need changing. As executive director of the Dark Sky Association membership in New York, she believes their time has surely come.
It's much like the movement to protect our water supply, you know, 20 years ago. Water pollution, air pollution, this light pollution is something that is just emerging. It's so easy and it's so cost-effective to take care of.
I suppose a skeptic might say, well, if you don't like the bright lights of Manhattan, don't live there.
It will always be lit for people to come and enjoy. But we don't need to excessively light the night sky. I mean, let's try to bring back those stars for our kids in New York. Obviously, they're not going to see the Milky Way in New York City, but we could certainly, you know, use light reasonably and enjoy the night sky and a better nighttime ambience. And it would also be safer, because when you take glare away, you can see better.
Here on one of the busiest and brightest downtown streets, musician George Miller couldn't agree more.
Everybody talks about, you know, all the noise pollution, all the air pollution. Nobody mentions light pollution. Everybody's all up in arms about being green nowadays and not wasting energy, but, I mean, look around us. There's lights on everywhere, everywhere. Most of it is to light up advertisements. Hell, I was surprised to see the moon last night.
Essentially, New York and nature don't go hand in hand, do they?
Not unless the sun's out.
But many New Yorkers I spoke to here said the lights should stay as they are.
I just don't see a problem with the way they are now. I kind of love them. Well-lit areas help make for a safer city because people populate the streets more, and I certainly avoid going in darker areas at night.
I've been here for so long, I don't even think about it.
You're just immune to it.
I think I came here for the lights, and I guess I'm still into it. New York sucks on a lot of energy, but it also gives a lot back to the economy, so New York needs lights, and the world needs New York.
The night sky, is there a night sky?
It's out there somewhere.
It's out there somewhere. If it's a night sky, I think it's like a tall building or something.
If you want to see stars, go to the beach.
Go to the beach or go to someplace that's not New York, that's for sure.
Well, many businesses in Manhattan say they need to keep it bright to draw in tourists and customers. Dan Biederman is president of a major business development organization here in Midtown. He says some compromise is possible, but low-level light won't do.
When you go to Times Square, one of the reasons the tourists like it is it's really day for night almost. And it's all white light. As tawdry as some of it is and overdone, it really feels good. So there is a real reason to do the white light in a dramatic way if you're in a city that formerly, as New York did, had a reputation for being dangerous.
So far, the mayor's office hasn't backed the new proposals, but it hasn't rejected them either. As the Wall Street crisis lurches on, perhaps the time has come to dim the lights on Broadway just a little, along with everywhere else.